Hello and good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining me live in the studio is Mike and Ruthie. They are the founders of The Hoot, and now we're in like year 11 or 12 or so. And
14.
Wait a second.
Really?
Yep, we are up and running with you, Rick.
There is no place we'd rather be up and running. Other 14. Than with Rick at KZE, talking about the 14th Summer Hoot at the Ashokan Center.
It's amazing. I was at the first one, played at the first one, the legendary inaugural Hoot.
You sure did.
And it's been super successful. I mean, 13 plus that one years later, it's an incredible event. It's a family-filled smile for everyone. It's so much fun. What are you looking forward to this year?
We have some pretty wonderful headliners coming this year, not the least of which is a band you just spun about 15 minutes ago, Milk Carton Kids. The Milk Carton Kids are our buddies from the West Coast. They're making the trip across to play for us for the first time. They've been on our wish list for a long time.
They do workshops at the Ashokan Center.
They do them a little further west at the Full Moon Resort. They do a songwriting camp called Sad Song Summer Camp that Ruth and I have been lucky to
haven't
be
they been at
of.
The Ashokan Center doing songwriting?
Nope. No, sir.
But it is the Catskills. It's just a little right. further west of
yeah
Poland.
So we're really excited that they're finally coming to play a hoot. We're so excited to have them. We do get to spend that few days at the Full Moon with them annually at Sad Songs and see all the wonderful, incredible songs they write and the incredible songs they inspire in others. A lot of the students at that camp, actually three separate students from that camp are also playing the Hoot this year in a sort of a Sad Songs inspired lineup. So Kara McKee has a beautiful new record, which we'll make sure you have before we go. The next great American novelist, indie rock band from New York City, and a woman from further upstate named Katrina DiCrasto, who has a beautiful voice, clear as a bell, great writer. All these people were attracted to that camp and now are coming to the Hoot the same year as the Milk Carton Kids. So that's
Katrina
DiCrasto, a lot of great songs.
You have to come here at the Hoot because as far as I can tell, she doesn't have any music released on social media. She performs live in Rochester, New York, where she lives, and occasionally makes live appearances. And she's one of our favorites.
Yeah. Tell me about the Moonshells.
That's a band that kind of follows in the footsteps of the Mammals in that they're an old-time string band with drums and bass.
That's how you describe the Mammals?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of old-time string bands that have rock and roll rhythm section.
Yeah.
There's Cajun bands that do. There's Irish bands that do. Bands that work from a tradition. For whatever reason, bluegrass-leaning bands are more string band settled and...
Yeah,
the
Moonshells
are doing the Mammals thing.
Yeah, cool. You throw drums in there, it sounds a little like the Mammals to us, but in a good way, I hope. We love the Moonshells. Maggie Shar is the clawhammer banjo player in that band who has been to Ashokan many times. Mm. She has taught at Family Camp and at the Old Time Rollick, and we just know her really well. She's a great player, great teacher, has a whole school essentially for little kids. Mm. Up there in the Western Mass area.
Wow, super cool.
And so a lot of people know her up there from bringing their toddlers to her class.
And the legendary Jim Queskin is going to be on site this weekend.
Yeah, folks will remember Jim Queskin from his early jug band phenom days. Mm. His niece, Samoa Wilson, is a beautiful singer.
Oh, cool.
And they're playing as a duo on Sunday.
I didn't know it was his niece.
I believe so. Yeah, we're really excited to meet both of them and hear them on the Hoot stages.
She's a big part of that jalopy scene in Brooklyn.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
And if you're into the kind of rootsy jug bandy stuff, you will also not want to miss Friday's Tuba Skinny. Mm-mm. This is their second time playing a Hoot. They were there 2 years ago. They play to kick it all off at 7:15 Friday, and then they play a set at night down in the pavilion for dancing, although I'm sure people will be dancing in the grass at 7:15 as well, as they were the first time they played.
Yeah, like 2 years ago, they played like a Twilight Into Night set, and it was super cool, super charged. And
we're lucky to have
amazing.
Them.
Yeah, all the way from New Orleans, and we assume enjoying the cooler weather up north, but they have a great following. Wonderful folks come out to see Tuba
Skinny. Yeah, and Erica Lewis, who sings with them is from
that's right
down the road.
I forgot that she has Hudson Valley roots.
Yeah. That too. That
Salt
too.
Point.
Yeah. Wonderful, beautiful horns and percussion, and just it really transports you back in time when you hear that band.
Yeah. And then other headliners, of course, the Mammals. You have Gail Ann Dorsey, who is a powerhouse, amazing singer and a phenom on bass and guitar. Mm-hmm. And the Big Takeover to have a good party time. When are they playing?
More local heroes. Big Takeover's on Sunday as well.
As is Gail.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And a band that we love here at KZE is going to be at the Hoot, and I've never seen them there before. Chatham County Line.
I was hoping you were going to say Chatham County Line, because that is like WKZE, meat and potatoes. They're like your classic, awesome Americana band.
They really are.
They're friends of ours from the festival circuit over the last 25 years. We would see them all over the country, and we were kind of festival friends. Did a show with them in Virginia in the fall to reconnect. And we invited them up to the festival. Cool. They said yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really fun. We pulled up to the gig in our two sort of similar, well-worn tour vans, and it was a nice feeling to play a club date with another band that's been on the road as long as we have, and it was just a nice bonding experience.
Where are they from?
They are so good. They're from North Carolina, and they feature, for folks who haven't heard them, really incredibly cool songwriting.
Yeah.
Great vocals.
Great harmonies. Yep, yeah. Really
they've
cool
got harmony. A fiddler who plays mandolin as well, guitar player, and a guy who plays. He goes between bass and pedal steel, which is a pretty cool combo. And I believe they have a drummer with them on this tour as well. So it's a unbelievable band. They're really, you know, when people have been doing something as long as they have, there's just a magic when they start. Yeah. And it's going to be phenomenal up on Hoot Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So what other great things can we look forward to at the Hoot this year?
Well, while you're there, there's always something different to try. Sunday morning yoga and smoothie making by the garden. With
a class of smoothie making? Or?
Well, yeah, you get to taste it. Del Orlowski from the Ashokan Center staff, he works year-round in the outdoor education program. He does this with kids, and he loves to do it with all ages at the Hoot, so that's fun.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool that kids from the city and Long Island have been coming up for decades and decades to Ashokan to experience the outdoors, and at the Hoot there's just a little spotlight on that. But I know he enjoys watching kids kind of learn that tomatoes grow on plants and not in the store, or that they could pick a leaf and put it in a smoothie and it tastes pretty good. So that's a little spotlight on that. The Kids Zone is running the whole time with other wonderful educators from the Ashokan Center, including a guy named Jeremy who heads up the instrument petting zoo these days. Anyone, any age, you don't have to be a kid, wander down there and pick up an instrument. You know, if you've never plucked something before, give it a try. And it's fun. You get to hold it, play it, and, you know, see what you can do.
And you might even be able to, like, kick out a jam, which is fun, too. And there's a couple of people who have never played before. And once they're taught one note and they add it all together, they got a chord and they're jamming.
Could change your life.
You don't need much more than one note, and a dream to get going. And there's hiking, nature walks that are guided, and also, you know, DIY.
There'll be 185 acres there to explore.
There's late night dancing in the pavilion, which is a lot of fun. Tuba Skinny on Friday, as we mentioned, but also a square dance on Saturday, hosted by the band Furnace Mountain, incredible band from Virginia, and the percussive dance of City Stompers from New York City. Now they perform on Saturday, and then they host the late night dance, and Megan Downs will be calling, making it fun for everybody to jump in. You don't need to show up with a partner or experience. It's a super memorable good time that folks look forward to. Also, just, you know, there's the ability to shop at the local craft vendors, support the local food vendors, and just meet new people and experience the great music.
There's a pretty vibrant campground scene
where
people can play music all night long in the, what do we call it?
The Magical Musical All Night Campground.
Right. And then if you prefer a more
quiet time,
dulcet experience for your camping adventure, there's a family campground as well that's quieter. You can get
it's
some sleep.
It's a peaceful campground.
Right.
Yeah, I honestly think most of the people with little kids tend to choose the magical musical campground because you can make noise there.
Right.
But, you know, if your kids are quiet, you take them to the other one. And if you have no kids, you're also welcome at the Hoot. It's not just for families with kids. It's for everybody.
And there's a big bonfire Saturday night on top of Hoot Hill where people gather around and sing songs. That's always a highlight as well.
Yeah.
We sell local beer, cider, and wine in the Hoot Boutique and Bar. There's going to be iced coffee there this year throughout the day. That's new. keep you going. All kinds of good stuff. And it's the Ashokan Center, if you've not been there before, is located about, you know, 20, 25 minutes from Kingston. You just go straight west on 28 and then you dip down south of the reservoir there. It's not that far from stuff, but when you're there, you feel like you're in a really special spot and you want to stay.
Well, Mike and Ruthie of the Mammals are here in the studio, of course, talking about the Summer Hoot, which is this weekend, Friday through Sunday. What time does it kick off on Friday?
Music starts at 7 o'clock.
Speaking of music, you're both holding instruments, and you have been this whole time while you're talking, poised to play. Mike has his fingers clenching a C. And Ruthie has her bow in one hand, and I think she's got an E-flat going. So it's going to be great. This
I'll play you an instrumental. This
is the Mammals.
Thank you. This is a West Virginia fiddle tune called Washington's March.
One, two.
Mike and Ruthie, live, 98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. Mike and Ruthie are in the Mammals. The Mammals are playing Saturday night. And what time is that going to be?
I think Prox. 8-ish on Saturday, maybe 8:15 or
And how long do you guys run till? Like you go like an hour and a half or so?
The mammals ourselves? Our set is about an hour, maybe an hour and 10.
Anything more, we would collapse.
Yep. When you're running a festival, it's not the time to play a 90-minute set. But we do love playing our set at the Hoot. We have a lot of great fans that sing along. Not just the chorus, but the verse sometimes, which is really sweet.
Well,
we always have a big mirror ball overhead that's reflecting little flashes of light on the trees and the forest, and the owls are hooting along. It's
you
pretty
set it
idyllic.
Up beautifully.
Thank you.
And it's just a pleasure to see both of you running around, kind of like you got it together. But anything could happen at any time where you know you're on your toes, like ready for it.
Yep.
And it's kind of amazing.
It's a good description.
Yeah, you both have your heads on and wits about you, but there's chaos at every corner.
Mike wants a hat that says, "I love you, don't slow me down." Because it is tempting to just, you know, hug everyone you see and get in a long conversation, but there's usually, you know, something that needs working out.
Every time I see you guys at the Hoot, it's like a high five or a quick nod or a wink.
Thank you. Exactly. We have also an incredible bunch of volunteers and people can still pitch in.
How can you be a volunteer at the Hoot? What do you do?
Well, at hoot.love, you can learn all about it. And there's, at this point, maybe more of like a volunteering wait list where we'll just place people. There might be a few actual empty slots, but always somebody can't come and we need those extra folks. So basically helping people park and traffic move safely and carefully in the pasture, greeting at the fork, working the gate, helping people put their wristbands on. You know, helping them buy a ticket, even helping with the waste stations because we like to leave the land as clean as we found it or better. So,
and everyone there is always so happy and tells you exactly where to put your trash.
Well, you know, we hope that that's a joyful experience as well as everything else. But, you know, sometimes you don't know, is this cup compostable, recyclable, or just going in a landfill?
What are you doing? That fork doesn't go there. Oh, okay.
In the end, you know, we all do our best to make it a fun.
Well, speaking of forks, and not to interrupt yet, food
forks,
is a big thing.
Yes.
Sporks are a cool utensil. Forks are definitely useful. But food is what we all want. Yeah. And tell me about the food at the Hoot.
Well, if you're real hip, you'll bring your own spork.
Okay.
And you'll sport that spork on up to the food tent area where we have some shade and some picnic tables and we have all kinds of great stuff. Their samosa shack will be there with Indian food, Veggie Oasis with their falafels, burritos, and
falafarito.
The falafarito, exactly. There's also, I believe, Phoenicia Diner will be vending for the very first time at a Hoot. I think they have some kind of smash burger situation. Cool. There's the chicken guy with the chicken sandwiches and all that kind of yummy stuff.
And your own little dining area from the Ashokan Center.
No, this will be the second year that the Ashokan Center is focusing on feeding the performers and allowing the local vendors to have full run of the food area, which is very cool for everybody.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I think there's a funnel cakes guy this year. That's new.
Wow.
One day there's an ice cream vendor. One day there's a lobster roll guy. So we're mixing it up this year, Rick. All kinds of good stuff. And Chef Bill of the Ashokan Center is making his ice cream sandwiches. That's two cookies with ice cream in between, Jane's ice cream in between, which will be available at the bar. So if you, you know, if you want one of those, that's all three days. You can get a handmade ice cream sandwich.
Super cool. The Summer Hoot is this weekend at the Ashokan Center in Olive Bridge. August 28th is Friday, wraps up on the 30th, which is Sunday. And there is basically music almost all day until sunset when the final songs get played. And it's always an amazing time to be out on the lawn and Jay and Molly play Ashokan Farewell.
Yeah, the nice tradition. Ashokan Center has become quite a busy place in the summertime, and all of their events traditionally end with a performance of Ashokan Farewell, so the Hoot is no different.
Yeah, and it's a performance, but it's participatory as well. You can, if you have an instrument with you, well, pull it out and play along, or you could just, you know, you can just sob along with the other emotional people around you, or you can smile and dance and waltz and, you know,
waltz and cry.
We played a show. What is today? Today is Monday. We played a show on Saturday, and in the Berkshires. And after the very first song, there was a gentleman just sobbing in the front row. And I looked at him and I said, right on, you're crying after the one song. He's like, yeah, you're just so good.
Thank you, that guy.
What was that one song?
Bright as You Can.
It was okay. Bright as You Can.
Well, yeah, yeah.
It's a great song.
He was feeling it.
All right.
By a shoken farewell, I don't even know if he was crying because he had already gotten it out of his system.
Yeah. Nice. As Ruthie says, making people cry is the family business.
It kind of is.
Well, hopefully it's tears of joy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Either way, you got to
cry.
Better out than in.
Mike and Ruthie, our guests here on the Up and Running Morning Show, they're going to play us out with a tune. What do you got?
We thought we'd do a Pete Seeger song. We played the Hudson River Festival back in June, and we're part of the Pete Seeger tribute set, and we brushed this one off, did three generations on stage. We had our kids on trumpet and bass, Opal and Will. And, of course, Jay and Molly on guitar and fiddle. Ruth and I played banjo and guitar. This one's called Well May the World Go.
Before you take us out, just I'd like to wish nothing but the best of health to Lynn Hardy.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Carry on.
Okay.
Well may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well may the world go when I'm far away. Well may the skiers turn, the swimmers churn, and the lovers burn. Peace may the generals learn when I'm far away. Well may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well may the world go when I'm far away. Sweet may the breezes blow, clear may the streams flow, blue above and green below when I'm far away. Well may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well may the world go when I'm far away. Play. Sweet may that ho down, dancers spin round and round when I'm far away. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away. You know, Pete Seeger, he didn't live to see the AI generation. I've been wondering what he might have made of it. You know, 10 years ago, they were telling all the kids they should learn how to code. But I've noticed they've stopped telling them that. I'm telling them they should learn to play the bass, play the banjo. You know, maybe learn how to fix a car, build a house, catch a fish, sail a ship, something cool. May the children smile and laugh as they learn their trade or craft, port to starboard, fore and aft, when I'm far away. And well may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well may the world go when I'm far away. Well may the world go, the world go, the world go.
Ninety-eight one KZE, Mike and Ruthie of the Mammals, our guests this morning, as we just heard them live with the Pete Seeger tune. Don't miss them and the rest of the mammals at the Summer Hoot. Kicks off Friday, wraps up Sunday. It's going to be an amazing, clear, beautiful weekend for family, friends, music, food, forks, sporks, and beverages.
And dancing.
Dancing. Yeah.
And if our what we think are very reasonable ticket prices scare you off, don't worry, because no one is kept away for lack of funds at the Hoot. We want you there, and we want you hearing music and dancing and having fun. So sliding scale at the gate is offered. Anyone under 18 comes in free anyway, and everybody else give what you can at the gate if that's helpful.
More there info for you at hoot.love, L-O-V-E, hoot.love.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE.